T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We have a mic and you have a phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Rough night, honestly. Keith McPherson joining you from 10:30 to 2 a.m. Let's talk sports, New York. A couple L's all around. First off, I got to say RIP Willis Reed. Sad day for the Knicks fans, for basketball fans, for New Yorkers in general. That's a name that you hear in New York sports and will hear forever. RIP, prayers and condolences out to him and his family. And, man, as I'm looking at what went on tonight and I'm home watching the games, I'm watching the World Baseball Classic right now. There's the third out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Devin Williams gets it done, holds. If you're not watching, here comes the dramatics. Shohei Ohtani is coming in to close the ninth inning for Team Japan and try to seal up this victory in the World Baseball Classic. Now, the United States are the defending World Baseball Classic champions. They won the last one in 2017. Maybe they can rally here and tie it. Maybe they can take the lead. But after tonight, the World Baseball Classic is over, so we won't have too much discussion on it. But Rob Manfred did say that it will be back in 2026. If you heard me last night, I said that this was a great World Baseball Classic, and I think there's ways to improve it, and I think they will improve it over the next 3 years. I know a lot of the attention came from the injuries, Edwin Diaz, Jose Altuve, Nolan Arenado. But if it bleeds, it leads. No such publicity is bad publicity. It brought more eyes and attention to this tournament, and the baseball took over. I feel like from that Puerto Rico-Dominican Republic game, all of the games from that point on were exciting, were high energy, and this game tonight was pretty good too. I mean, Trey Turner is ridiculous. He's made a ton of fans. If you weren't already aware of him, I'm sure Mets fans know exactly who he is. They're going to have to see him a lot. He's Captain America now. They were chanting U.S. Trey. He hit another home run. They moved him up in the lineup tonight. He was batting ninth. They moved him up to six. He put the first run on the board in the game. First one for the United States. Kyle Schwarber just followed up with another solo home run. It's 3-2 right now. If you're by a TV, I turn that on just to see what happens with Shohei Ohtani, arguably the best player in the world, definitely the most popular. Definitely the most popular. I saw all of this stuff on Shohei Ohtani the last few weeks, and this popped out to me today. Out of all of the baseball players, and all we hear about is how Major League Baseball doesn't market their players, they do a terrible job. Well, Shohei Ohtani hit 4 million followers on Instagram, and now the whole world that is watching this World Baseball Classic, we'll see him with the ball in his hands trying to get three outs. I'm glued on it. But yeah, rough night, taking L's all around. We'll start with the Brooklyn Nets. If you were listening to Brooklyn Nets radio, you just heard that game. I feel like that was a homecoming, and the Nets after the first quarter decided to get out of the way. Why was it a homecoming? Donovan Mitchell, New Yorker, the kid obviously wanted to come back home. He goes off tonight for 31 points. Knocking down threes, big dunks, just having fun with it. There was no answer for him. And then two former Nets come back in Caris LeVert and Jared Allen. Jared Allen had been out with the eye injury that he suffered when Bam Adebayo hit him in the face. Of course, he's going to return to the team that drafted him and play against the Brooklyn Nets. Him, Caris LeVert, it's kind of weird looking at the Brooklyn Nets. I'm a Nets fan, and looking at the team that the Nets currently have and looking at these guys that we used to have before the James Harden trade. And when you look at the James Harden trade, where's Ben Simmons? Not that it matters, but we traded away Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, and Torian Prince, who balled out last night in the Garden. We traded them away to get James Harden. He forced his way out of here. The Nets were the only team dumb enough to take on Ben Simmons, and now they're struggling, and the highest paid player on their team is Ben Simmons, and he can't help them out. He refuses to help them out. He's hurt. He's hurt. I think he suits up for practice, but all we hear is he's sore. Everything's sore on this guy. He's 25, 26 years old, making $35 million, and your Brooklyn Nets are in trouble. My Brooklyn Nets are in trouble. Our Brooklyn Nets are in trouble. Why do I say that? I mean, take a look at it, folks. Is not looking good. The team that they just faced tonight, they're facing in a little home-and-home series. They got to run it back against those guys on Thursday. So they'll sleep it off tonight. They'll rest tomorrow, practice tomorrow, and hope for a better turnout on Thursday. But I don't expect a different turnout. Even if they play better, the Cavs are a better team. When you look at the standings, the Nets are in trouble. The Cavs are the 4th seed. The Knicks are the 5th seed. The Nets are falling. And right now, they're only a half game up on the Miami Heat. They've lost 4 games in a row. They play the Heat this week as well. Coming up on Saturday, they got to go down to Miami, where Miami will absolutely be ready for them and be trying to leap them in the standings. The Nets are a team that got blown up at the trade deadline. And yeah, we certainly had some fun, right? In these last couple weeks for Nets fans, we started to believe. They stole a game from the number 1 seed and the MVP, Nikola Jokic, and the Nuggets in Denver, one of the toughest places to win. They go to overtime and beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota. They get some quality wins on the road. Not too long ago, they went to Boston on March 3rd and beat the Celtics in TD Garden. So for the Nets fans, I think we all started to believe, hey, maybe this team can be a play-off team, not a play-in team. Now, I'm not sure. They might free fall, because when you look at this schedule coming up, and the losses, the 4 losses they just took, they might be on a 6-game losing streak here by the time we get to Sunday. And we'll see what they do with the Orlando Magic, the Rockets. But then they face the Atlanta Hawks next Friday. And the Hawks are not far behind them in the standings either. So I say the Nets are in trouble. What I mean is they're in trouble of falling into the play-in where you got to play extra games and anything can happen. And after this team got blown up at the trade deadline, it's funny, I was talking to a friend of mine that's a Nets fan. I was saying, you know, all the conversation in the last couple years around the Nets, KD, Kyrie, Harden, whatever, was how are these guys going to gel when KD comes back from injury? How are these guys going to gel when Kyrie comes back from his suspension or from his, you know, 50-50, 1 foot in, 1 foot out because of the vaccine and the mandate? It's not a lot of time, right? Last year when Kyrie came back, it wasn't a lot of time for them to gel. And after the All-Star break, it's not in the halfway point of the season. It's not enough time for you to gel and fight against these playoff teams that have played a whole season together. So fingers crossed for the best for the Nets. My bar for them was where the bar was set last season. Don't be a play-in team. Win one playoff game. And this year is a success, all things considered. Now, with the Devils, my hockey team, the Devils, I won't say they're in trouble, but they have lost 4 out of their last 5, and that was a tough one to see them lose tonight. I mean, Timo time, you got to wait on it, and he comes through late, ties the game up, they force overtime, and then they lose it in overtime to the Minnesota Wild. It is what it is. Marvel night over there at the Rock. Devils fans, call up. Tell me how you're feeling as we're getting closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's a tough one. I feel like they could have stole that game. It had that vibe when you watch the Devils and they steal games late. It felt like that's where they were trending to, where they were heading to, but they lose one on their ice, and right now they're not in the best stretch of the season for them. Hopefully they pick it up Friday when they go to Buffalo to face the Sabres. Now, the Rangers have been rolling, right? The Rangers have been scoring so many goals. They needed more tonight. Shesterkin did what he could. Let's go. I'm watching this game in here. I told you, turn it on. Ohtani puts the first runner on, walks him. And now we've got a movie scene, folks. We've got a baseball movie right in front of us. Shohei Ohtani, arguably the best player in the world, on the mound, going to pitch. And Jeff McNeil just got that walk. So Mets fans, there's some hometown interest for you. Bobby Witt Jr. is the pinch runner. Probably going to try and steal a base here. They got to get this tying run in and force extras or take the lead in the ninth. This is going to be theatric. If you've been watching the World Baseball Classic, there's been nothing but theatrics and drama. And here we are again. Now back to the Rangers. Shesterkin did what he could, but that's another loss late. And, you know, the Rangers go up in the first. It's even in the second. But then late, you get three goals from the Hurricanes, and they're tough. The Devils just faced them. You guys know very well the Hurricanes are tough. The Rangers were in a series with them last year and beat them. That's tough to see the Rangers go down in the Garden, but they're fine. They've been rolling. It's one loss. They will dust themselves off and face the same team in North Carolina on Thursday and try and get that one back. Rangers fans, call us up. Tell us how you're feeling. Islanders fans, the Islanders rolled tonight. And I think the Islanders fans deserve to get on WFAN and boast a little bit. Tell me how you're feeling about your team and your chances. I mean, they smacked Toronto 7-2. So that's the only win we've got right now. We're hoping Team USA gets a win. The Yankees got a win earlier today. I will say I'm pleased with what I saw from the New York Yankees. Gleyber Torres is back from the World Baseball Classic. He had an RBI. Josh Donaldson hit two home runs. Yankees fans online talking about how he changed his stance and the timing of his leg kick. Whatever works. Let's have that bounce back season, bringer of rain. The bounce back season that Aaron Boone told us we'd all be crazy to think it couldn't happen. Well, I would like to see it. I certainly would like to see it because we're forced to see Josh Donaldson, and he'll probably be the starter opening day at third base. You'll probably see Aaron Hicks right behind him in left field. Will we see Anthony Volpe? I think that's the only thing that can lift my spirits. My basketball team is trending in the wrong way. My hockey team is stumbling a little bit. Team USA is on the ropes. We are days away from getting back into Yankee Stadium. And I think all of the Yankees universe is talking about Anthony Volpe, AV, and the AV era, and if it's going to start right now. If I had to bet on it, I'd say no, just judging off of how the Yankees move and how they do business. But if they want to actually give the fan base and this team a spark on opening day, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and put Anthony Volpe in the six hole and let him lead the team. And even if he struggles, we're not going to get down on the kid. We've been waiting to see this kid. He's a local kid. He's a New Jersey legend. We want the era to start now. I've been saying that I think he'll be the first call up. Wow, Trout versus Ohtani right now. I'm live on air, but this is box office. this is what you paid the price of admission for, to see these two goats on the same team. The Angels don't play in games like this.
That was 100 right down the middle, too.
Yeah, he's challenging them. And Shohei was asked who he wanted to face in the World Baseball Classic. There was only one way he'd get to face Mike Trout, who he said he wanted to face because he's on his same team. He's throwing it right over the plate as hard as he can at Trout. Nope, not that one. Hey, I thought we still had a runner on. I can't see with the mic over there. Two outs.
Double play after McNeil got on.
Bobby Witt Jr. ran into the double play. Who hit into the double play? Either way, trying to host a radio show here and watch this dramatic. Like, we're potentially about to see Shohei Ohtani strike out Mike Trout to end the World Baseball Classic. Two of the greatest baseball players in history that are walking, living legends right now. That's it. Done. Game over. Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout.
Killer slider. What a pitch.
Dirty. Japan wins the World Baseball Classic again. Japan rules the baseball world. Shohei Ohtani is the most popular player in the world, and he makes the final out, or he forces the final out, strikes out his teammate Mike Trout. And I guess that's how the movie was supposed to be written. I'm down. I can't even front. I'm sad tonight. I'm sad tonight. Sports will do that to you. If you're a fan like I am, your emotions are tied to these things. I wanted to see Team USA win. I was rooting for Japan last night to face off against USA, but I did not want to see it go down like that, and of course it does. The script was written for Ohtani to strike out his teammate Mike Trout, and that's all she wrote for the 2023 World Baseball Classic. Japan defeats the United States 3-2 in Miami, and now everybody will go back to their camps, back to their homes, and we'll wait 3 years for the next one, and we'll lock in on our teams. But congrats to the Japanese and Samurai Japan. You are the champions of the world, and you've won the Baseball Classic. And the leader of your team, the most popular player from your country, the Japanese Babe Ruth, does it on the mound to get the final out, closes it for Team Japan. I'm moved by this. This is awesome. It sucks to lose. It sucks to see Team USA go out like that, especially when last night we were talking about Merrill Kelly and we were talking about the fact that Adam Wainwright is the ace of this team. I think this is going to send a message for the next 3 years to these American pitchers that we need arms. We had hitters. We didn't have enough arms. We did not have starting pitchers, and we still got to the finals, to the World Baseball Classic Final with Wainwright and Merrill Kelly and Devin Williams and all these different guys coming out of the bullpen. But, yeah, let's talk Yankees. Let's talk Devils. Let's talk Rangers, Islanders, and, of course, World Baseball Classic tonight. I will sprinkle in little stories that I found, like Ben Roethlisberger and Cam Newton and Fanatics doing the NHL jerseys moving forward, and we'll pass the time tonight.
World Series over! Yankees win! The Yankees win!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. A couple more things here before we start taking your calls at 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on The Fan till 2 a.m. talking sports, connecting with the fans, and passing the time as we proceed. I guess today was the official first day of spring. Didn't go so well for some of our local teams. The Islanders, very impressive against the Maple Leafs. But other than that, rough night. Rough night. Let's see. Sent my RIP to Willis Reed. I wanted to mention Rick Pitino. From the little bit that I saw of his intro press conference, obviously it's the right move, but he's the right guy. And at 70 years old, he's locked and loaded and ready to go, and I'm interested. I want to see what happens in Queens with St. John's. I think it's going to quickly, you know, turn around. I think he said something like only their center could play for him or something along the lines I was reading on Twitter. He's going to bring in some talent. And in this future that we live in now, and these kids got NIL deals and a transfer portal. I had Pell Grant, and I transferred and had to sit out a year. It is not the same. But other news stories, I saw Ben Roethlisberger said that the 49ers reached out to him. And during their run with Brock Purdy, they wanted to see if he'd come out of retirement and help them. He said he had discussions with the 49ers, but ultimately only saw himself wearing the black and gold. He's a Steeler, Sixburg only. So he opted not to do that, and they had to go with Josh Johnson, and you know how their season ended. The curse of Colin Kaepernick. Imagine if they just stuck with Cap. No way. Kaepernick was done. He was cooked in like 2016, and they've been trying to figure it out at quarterback ever since. They signed Jimmy Garoppolo, and they give up everything to go get Trey Lance, and Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy, and whatever. Other than that, I don't really think there's too many other stories moving the needle, folks. It's our local teams, the Devils, the Rangers, the Islanders. It's the World Baseball Classic. Nets talk, if you'd like. Anyone that wants to call in and weigh in on Willis Reed, you're more than welcome. Obviously, I'm a younger guy, so I never saw him play. He's before my time, but this is New York City, and we will honor him today for sure. I heard, obviously, everyone honor him throughout the day. Sad day, reading some stuff and people weighing in. I thought it was eerie that, you know, Julius Randle dropped 57, and I think they asked him about Carmelo and Willis Reed and some other greats, and he spoke on that last night, and then we get the Willis Reed news today. But 877-337-6666, if you'd like to say something on the fan about spring training baseball, World Baseball Classic, NHL hockey, NBA basketball, Knicks Nets, March Madness, whatever you guys like. I'm going to keep it rolling. We got to take a break here, and then I've got 3 hours from 11 to 2 to connect with you and talk through the sports stories. Keith McPherson on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.